The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on me when you're
you can lean on us. We're here for you. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. We were here an hour earlier, and we're going to stay right through 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher is going to pick up live, and we're here all week long for you, every single day for you. Again, this is a song that I heard in the middle of this mess that you will never see on television. I saw a group of folks in the inner city singing that song, the Bill Withers song, and Lean On Me. And I think that's what most people feel, man. You know, that's what most people feel. That's what they feel. They feel for George Floyd. They understand the problems, and they are feeling this in their heart and in their soul. But we got hijacked. This country has been hijacked by Antifa. This country has been hijacked by, don't forget, please, the foreign elements involved here. China, North Korea, all of our enemies, Iran, and yes, Russia. You don't think they see this opportunity? You don't think they've been locked and loaded trying to take us down? And what just irritates me is that you have these mindless losers who do the looting, who show up, who are just enemies, have no idea. Losers, cowards, by the way. By the way, you're mandated as a police officer not to strike back. No, don't. Just stand there and take it. And then I remember I'm looking at the White House the other day, and some pig, some loser, coward, yelling at that officer right to his face, the Secret Service person in this case. And can you imagine, wouldn't you love to see the Secret Service guy take his badge off, just say, just a second, I'd like to retire momentarily, take that guy out. Oh, can you imagine that? Those are cowards. And I'm telling you, we need it. Look, I'm a man of Christ. I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I don't care what you believe in. I don't hold it against you that you don't. Whatever your religion is, if you're a Muslim, I love you. If you're of the Jewish faith, I love you. If you're a Buddhist, if you're an agnostic or an atheist, I love you. We're all in this together. But I'm supposed to turn the other cheek. I don't think so right now. I think I'm telling you, it's time. You know, I always said this too. When you go into a military operation, and if you're going to go into Vietnam or you're going to go into Korea, you know, if you're going to go into Afghanistan, you know, if I was the president, if I was in charge, you know what you say to your military? Shut them down. And you know what you say? Do what you got to do. And that's exactly what we got to say to law enforcement. They know how to stop this. They ought to stop. They're handcuffed, and they're still doing a magnificent job, you know. But man, maybe it's time. I'm just saying. I don't want to incite anything here, but it's time to get the only. We're at war. We're at war, and we need an army against this war. Let me, if I may, first of all, I understand the angst of folks in stressed areas of America. I think I understand it. Better than most, I think, only because it's been my mission for 25 years. I've seen the beautiful people of the inner cities of the United States of America, and I have visited them, and my heart goes out to them. And you know, our friend Mike Gallagher, who comes out at 10 o'clock, he said, if you're a person of color in the inner cities, you really can't identify what it's like, and you can't. I don't pretend to. But I know that they've been helped immeasurably. So I want to make sure our hearts go out to what happened and how horrific this was, how horrific this was. But in regard to what I was talking about, I was part of, and just a little minion. I was just a little soldier on the back of giant philanthropists. And I was like the little remora on the shark, you know, and that maybe not a good analogy. Maybe a remora, maybe on the big fish that's going into town, like these big philanthropists that would go in and they would put all their money up to rebuild these cities, to rebuild the cities. And I would go in and I would see how the cities are rebuilt. Do you understand how much work it takes to rebuild a blown out city? And I only know because I've seen it happen in Newark. And a shout out to Newark and a shout out to Camden, New Jersey, in my home state. There was some skirmishes in Newark. A shout out to the Newark Police Department. God bless you, doing a great job. And the Camden, you know, the police kind of department that Governor Christie put in, doing a great job down there as well. Don't forget, I'm a child of the Newark riots. It takes 50 years to rebuild what was once a city. You're going to go in, you're going to tear it down. What are the mayors thinking about, these Democratic mayors? What are these Democratic governors thinking about? You can't, shut them down. You know what it's going to take to rebuild Minneapolis? You can't just do it. To go into a stressed area, you have to grovel with a company. I've seen it firsthand. And if you and these losers don't understand how lucky they are to have a CVS in their neighborhood. You're putting a drugstore, and what is CVS is going to tell you? We can't go in there. It's dangerous. How are we going to possibly go in there? And I've seen it slowly. It takes years. It just takes cajoling and talking and giving tax breaks and trying to build the inner city up. Who's teaching these children? And that's a problem right there, is what's being taught in colleges and in schools across America. Not to respect the police, not to respect America, not that you're racist. They have courses in college to tell you it's called white privilege. What in the name of God are they teaching these people that are in the streets, these kids? What have they been taught? They've been taught you are being prejudiced against. It's white America who's putting you down. And you and I are going, what do you want for lunch, honey? Okay, I'll put that in your bag. And you write the little note to your kid, and you go take your kid to school, and you watch your child walk away thinking how grateful you are to have such a beautiful child. And then what do? You go to work. And then what do? You pay most of your paycheck to the federal government. And then you pay the other half of your paycheck to the state government. Oh, then you got to pay property tax. And then the kids come home, and you got to do the homework. We go on with our lives. We build this community. We pray to God, thank you. And then these kids are taught in school how bad we are. Who's bad? We're bad. Are you bad? God almighty, we're racist. You're racist. Man, and then what gets me crazy is that we had a black president. We had a black president, Barack Obama, and he did nothing. And you know how me, I don't like to attack anybody, but in the name of God, how many times did I say on this program, you got a black president? I said, it's about time we have a black president. Now, I know the inner cities. I've walked the inner cities. This guy, I didn't see him once walk the inner cities. I've said it for 8 years when Barack Obama was president. And all he's vilifying Donald Trump now, and they call Donald Trump a racist. Where was Barack Obama in the inner cities? You tell me. Where was that racial equality that you want to put out there? All President Obama had to do, and I've said it, and you have the audio of it on this radio show. Open collar, SUV, Secret Service, grids down the block. The president gets out of the south side of Chicago. Why? Because that's where the president is from. You don't move to Washington. You don't move to Martha's Vineyard. You stay where you're from. You're from Little Rock, Arkansas. No, let's go to New York and run for office there. Run. All they care about is power and control. They have no feel for the people at all like you and I got. God almighty. And I'm telling you, and what gets me frustrated is Eric Holder and the Attorney General under Obama. They just vilified. They made it worse. They called us all racist. Oh, you have the right to do this. But really, he didn't put his hands up. He said, he didn't say, don't shoot. They didn't say any of that. They made up lies to get there. And all Obama had to do, President Obama had to walk the streets and turn the whole society around. Because you have drug lords, you have shot callers running those streets in every inner city. And when you have Obama, and now President Trump has, trust me, it's going to be President Trump who does this, and he's been trying. You bring jobs within to those inner cities. I've said it before. That's the formula. What can we do? You have to change the mindset. You have to change the mindset of I get everything for free. What the heck am I even working for? It's like the stimulus, the Nancy Pelosi stimulus package. Look at that. People are getting more money. I talked to a gentleman, no names mentioned, this weekend. And I was talking to him, and he goes, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. You know, I want to bring my workers back. They're making more money getting unemployment on this pandemic stimulus package. Who comes up with this idea? The progressive socialists who are now ruining this country. The Democrats who are now ruining this country. My goodness gracious. And we have it. So this is what I say to President Trump, if I may. With respect, respectfully submitted. And don't forget, the president, they moved the president to the bunker down there. That's supposed to be for nuclear war. They moved him in the bunker for an hour last night. Do you know, and I'm being measured in my tone, that sickens me. You have the president of the United States because you have losers outside. You have Antifa, you have these countries, and then the stooges, these moronic stooges. Who are just following the orders of these people. And trust me, when those people get in charge, these are the first people that will be hung and shot and put in prison. Trust me. They have no idea what they're dealing with. The president has to invoke the Defense Production Act. And he's got to say, first and foremost, I feel for everybody. We feel for the Floyd family. We feel for this egregious assault, this horrific murder. I'm suggesting that you go to murder one, not third degree murder, murder one. This was calculated, inexcusable what happened. And now what I'm doing for the stressed areas of the United States that no other president has done, I'm bringing jobs in. I'm mandating through the Defense Production Act. You know why? Because we're at war, and I'm mandating Nike to make the sneakers in East St. Louis, Illinois, the most dangerous city in America. I'm mandating that Apple makes the iPhone. They're starting in Texas. Now we want you to go to the south side of Chicago and put in plants there. It will take 20 years minimum to turn this around. But it will turn it around because you have to educate the kids, and you have to also teach them how teach the folks in the community. I wouldn't know how to do it, how to make a smartphone or how to properly build something like that. There's no jobs, man. These people aren't. And they're being told in school that everybody is a racist. That should be stopped too. Well, how do you stop that? Why are the teachers saying that? Do you see what happens? Well, you're privileged. They're starting to believe this. I'm watching my language. They're starting to believe this. The kids, I'm prejudiced against? No, work hard, believe in your family, stay home, don't do anything outside the law, respect law enforcement. Oh, and this dude drives me crazy. If you're in the inner cities, and then there's a domestic violence call, and there's a woman who's single, who's the father's not in the home, and she doesn't know what to do, and now she's being assaulted. They call the police. You call the police. How stupid, how ridiculous, how dumb are these people who are burning down the cities? Once you blow out a city like that, the police aren't going to come anywhere near you. Think about the people in that community, the grandmother who can't get up, the grandmother who is being assaulted, who being robbed. They call the police. The police are the core of law and order in your community. How in the name of God have they been vilified? One cop does one thing, you're going to blame everybody? What about that kid I told you about, the couple that had their son died? I told you this story. They were 85 and 86 years old. Every day they would visit the son's grave. And what happened? Some loser thug creep, and they are thugs. The president was right. They're thugs. He's absolutely right. This particular thug shoots and kills the two parents there visiting the gravesite of their child. 85 and 86, shoots them dead. The guy happened to be a black Jamaican American. Now, are we going to say, let's protest. All white people, burn down the cities. There was a black guy that shot two old white people. Oh, my gosh, that all black Jamaican people. Come on. What kind of that's the mindset of what they're taught in schools in the inner cities. That's what they're told. One thing happens. One thing happens. And one is too many. Don't get me wrong. But they're going to vilify everybody. Does that make us vilify? When you see, if you turn it around and you see the assaults on police officers by people of color, then it so outnumbers the assaults from police officers to people of color the other way around. And yet you're going to vilify police everywhere? The only people that keep the law and order? I'm telling you, we're at war here. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. I see the phone calls. You know what? Let's take the phone calls when we come back. I tell you, I feel it. You feel it. It's pandemic. You're going to lock us in our homes. This is what's going to happen. And I want to see the scientific community stay up and stand up and say, you know, that was a mistake locking us in our home, because this is what you get. This is what you get. It's a tinderbox ready to explode. And you know what? It's too late now because it has exploded. I'll go to the calls when we come back. 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhame is out there checking out traffic for you right here on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thank you. We still have fire department activity in Brooklyn on DeKalb Avenue, getting out toward Malcolm X Boulevard. Ongoing fire department activity, everything closed there. Downtown police department activity on Spring Street, getting out toward the area of Lafayette Street. So avoid that intersection if you can this morning. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the LIE westbound, slowing down to Junction Boulevard. They just cleaned up an accident. Cross Bronx West, out by 3rd Avenue, that car fire was cleared. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Again, Metro North still on a reduced schedule, but they did add some extra service last week. Taking a ride over to the Garden State Parkway south of 168 into Washington Township. Looks like an accident there. And on the thruway north into Newburgh, some ongoing left lane construction. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Chris Tessine, veteran and former paratrooper, has teamed up with Jason Green, owner of Medicare Solutions and MagnaFlood, to help business owners open and restart their businesses after COVID-19. If you're a business owner, you know how important it is to get the economy back on track. That means opening our doors while finding a way to keep our customers and ourselves safe and healthy. That's where Medicare Solutions comes in. Medicare Solutions can provide your business with a touch-free biometric scanner. It's called the Checkpoint. Even if they're wearing a mask, all the customer needs to do is look into the screen. Easy, effective, and most importantly, safe. Medicare Solutions. Let's get the economy back on track. For more information, call 929-800-4205. That's 929-800-4205 today. Let's get America back to work.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
All right, we got this. You settled down, Joe? You settled down a little bit? Not so much. Fired up this morning. I see the phone calls. We do have time to go to the phone calls. I want to tell you about Mike Lindell, what a great guy he is. You know, I got the girls living with me now. How about that? My teenage 15-year-old, Olivia and Allie, in college, but home, you know, during the lockdown. They moved in with Daddy. How about that, right? So, and then I got Charlie with me, too. Listen to me. I'm like Fred McMurray. See if you get that reference. See how old you are, right? I'm like, so I'm proud to have my kids with me. So, and we're fixing up the rooms, and we're just having a great time. And it was everything. And I'm trying to talk them through this nonsense that we're going through. And again, we'll get through it. I'm old. I'm old. And if you're younger and you're worried about this, it will pass, and we will prevail. And it'll all work out. But in any case, Allie says to me, "Dad, my mattress is." Yeah, she's had it for a while. She goes, "My mattress is terrible. I can't." I go, "Oh, wait, let me call Mike Lindell." So we did. We ordered the mattress topper from MyPillow, right? And it came in. You know, as a father, when you make your child happy, how great that is. Am I right or wrong, huh? You know, as a parent, she's so excited. It was like, "Dad, my bed." Just the other day, out of nowhere, "Dad, the bed is great." I ordered the MyPillow mattress topper. So now you get this from Mike Lindell. And Mike's a buddy, man. Great patriot. Great guy. He has for you, because he appreciates you listening, buy one, get one free pricing. How about that? Buy one, get one free pricing. So you could get the mattress topper, the MyPillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow towels. You can get it, buy one, get one free pricing. You got to go to MyPillow.com, use the radio listener specials, use the code AM970, and buy one, get one free pricing. And by the way, if you order Mike's great book called What Are the Odds, you got to read this book. Unbelievable what this man went through before he found God. Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free if you order Mike's book. Plus, Mike will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Unbelievable. If you like using the phone like the old days, it's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. But I'm going to go to MyPillow.com. You got to go to the radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free pricing on everything at MyPillow. Now is the time to move. You know, you can make your kid happy, make your family member happy. Order something from MyPillow. Buy one, get one free pricing at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
And good morning from Joe and Frank and Alan Debbie on AM 970, The Answer.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
The sun will rise. We will get through this. So help me God, we will get through this. What's frustrating and the angst you hear in my voice is that, again, here I am, an entertainer. I've been through everything, the ups and the downs and the silly mistakes and that you make in your life, you know, professionally and personally. And you go, then you get old, man. And you go, wow, I'm still alive. I got through all of that. And then you have a vision, I'm telling you. And if you're afraid of getting old, no, embrace it. I want you to embrace it. Because you get older, you can step back and you have a great overview of everything. And you are a bit measured and you have patience. And what's frustrating to me is that we have talked about the solutions to the most stressed areas of America that are a tinderbox waiting to explode, as I've said many times. And that's exactly what happened. And then but we saw it. And the way to do it, and it's going to take 20 years at least, to turn these stressed areas around. You can't just keep funneling money into these areas, funneling money and just say, here, this is for free. And if you have a child, you will be paid for that child. What incentive is there to work? It's like and they don't change. The progressives don't change. It's why I left the Democratic Party, not that they care. But I left because you have somebody like Nancy Pelosi says the stimulus package, people are making more in unemployment now than working. Where I talked to a friend. I said, what happened? He goes, well, we can't get our workers back. Why? Because they're making more from the federal government for doing nothing because they don't want to work. They're getting it for free. Don't give people things for free. Oh, my God. What did Jesus tell you? You know, you teach them how to fish. I'm just giving them something. You can't do that. Oh, God. And I've talked about it ad nauseum on the show. You know it and I know it. You know, and in our heart, and I know what you feel in your heart. I know what you feel in your mind. There's an instinct. There's a responsibility. There's a love. You embrace the country. You embrace your community. You embrace your children. I know who you are. And God bless you for what you do. But what they They're teaching in school, and then you have people who want power and control. They're trying to rip that out of the heart of America. They're trying to rip it right out of America. And they go to school and they say, you're racist. How could you, in the name of God, how could you have a publicly funded college teach white privilege? What white privilege have I had? You tell me, what white privilege have I had? What? Why would you make it white? What's the color? What's the color? I mean, did my grandparents have entitlement packages? Did they get free college? Did they get free legal advice? Oh, we're sorry, Rosario. You were assaulted. You got beat up on your way out of the factory because you're a guinea, because you're a WAP, because you're a garlic eater. You're a low-life scum of the earth Italian. Oh, we're sorry. Let us defend you in court. Let us give you some entitlement program. Get out of here. Are you kidding me? Ow! What my grandparents had to do to stay in this country, how hard they had to work. Don't tell me. The second you start pandering and the second you start buying votes, you're going to get what we got today. And it's time for the president to step up, say, I'm done. I'm done. The president of the United States got to go into the bunker because you have people from China, from North Korea, from Iran. It's where it's coming from. Russia. That's who's instigating this. And you've got George Soros in California. You don't think they're these minions, these people they're on. And by the way, Mr. President, it's an emergency. I would say you got to go first. You got to say, I feel for the communities. And I'm sorry. Yeah, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm mandating through the Defense Production Act for American companies to do their responsibility to make at least 75% of the product in the United States of America. Nike, before you make sneaker one in some country which name we can't even pronounce, and you have a 9-year-old in slave labor making those Michael Jordan shoes, and then they bring them to America and charge of $400 with, I don't care about profit. I don't want to hear about markup. I don't want to hear about stock, what your stock is going to do if you make it in America and you make the drugs in America. Now is the time to do it. And you know what else the president says? We're shutting down. We're going to take over the television networks, and you cannot show violence anymore because that violence incites violence. When someone in Minneapolis sets a car on fire, there's a moron in Brooklyn that says, hey, I'm going to throw a Molotov cocktail into a police car with four officers in it. You don't think it incites, and shut down the internet in the name of Jesus Christ. Shut down the internet for Antifa and for these thugs. And they are thugs. And the president was right. You know, I'm telling you, you got to shut down. How cool would that be? The president said, I'm doing it. I got to do it. The government's now taking over. Shut down the internet and only allow the police radios to operate. I mean, I know, right? It seems like this George Orwellian kind of takeover, but you have to do it now. It's an emergency. They're texting each other. This is an organized assault on America. We're at war. Now it's time to step up. And please, please, Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, you tell the commissioner, you tell your police officers, you tell your soldiers at this war, do what you got to do. And if the police did what they have to do and you just sign an executive order that has the police not liable after all of this, let them do it. We're at war and these people are not going to stop. Oh, my gosh almighty. And it's such a tough position for a police officer to be a police officer to keep the law in order. 633, let me grab some calls before we break. I'm sorry. I'm so fired up. Neil, you've been waiting for a while. I apologize for that. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, I got three quick points. Number one, this thing isn't about race. There are children being murdered every single day in Chicago by gun violence.
Thank you.
Number two, Joe Biden's campaign is actually bailing out these protesters. How disgusting that is. And the third thing, Joe, even more disgusting, is our Governor Death Cuomo, who has ordered the Attorney General to give him a 30-day expedited report on the tactics of the police. Yeah. Joe, if the police have any bad tactics, it's that they're not busting heads.
I know. Thank you, Neil. Right on the money. I feel the same way, but you can't say that. What I just said, and I don't mean to inflame it, but I want to see, when I see a relative who's in the police department, right, and you see these coward little losers, man to man, woman to woman, whatever it is, they're in the face of these police officers, and the police officer has to use the courage. I don't know that I could do it. And they're literally spitting in the face of these police officers. Oh, I so want to see the police officer just grab that punk by the throat and throw him down. And let me tell you something, that most of America feels that way. Rip out their throat, stomp, God forgive me, God forgive me. And that's how it starts. But the reason that they can't do it and the reason that the police are not doing it, and I applaud the police for not doing it, because that's exactly what happened to George Floyd. And the thing that kills me about this George Floyd situation, the guy wasn't doing anything. I don't care if he had an automatic weapon and was taking out a neighborhood. You don't hold the guy down. You cuff him behind, you cuffs on, and you sit him up, you put him in the back of the police car. In the name of God, what was this guy thinking? Oh, God almighty. But that you can't leave the police like that. I think it's time really to, they are bringing up the National Guard, but it's time to put the troops in the streets just to take it back. Because, you know, it's not just the idiot losers, the morons. Look at me, I'm using Al Gattulo words now. You know, they are morons and they are losers that go out there. They're puppets of, in my opinion, George Soros and Antifa. And they're puppets of the other governments that are coming in and trying to take down America. I'm trying to grab some phone calls if we can. Let me go to Judy's calling, our dear friend Judy from Brooklyn. Judy, what a mess, but we'll get through it. We'll get through it, girl. Nice to hear from you this morning. How you doing? How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I want to tell you, I agree with every syllable you have said, and I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm going to say right now. And by the way, if I'd be out there, I would take a baseball bat. I would knock every head of every Antifa. I would break their heads. I would literally break them. They are terrorists. They are terrorists. And it starts with Obama. He started the resistance in his Washington high fence and Chicago. They train them. And you're right. It's a whole network. But you know something? Yeah. I would break every one of their heads. But I've got to tell you something. And don't misunderstand me, okay?
Yeah.
When a police officer puts on a uniform and goes out, he doesn't just represent himself, Joe. He represents all of the police officers in America, okay? He has a responsibility. He has to act responsibly in the proper way. And this guy, this cop, okay, I don't care if it's black or white, doesn't make a difference to me. This cop did the wrong thing, obviously, okay? And what he did now, it wasn't just himself for whatever reasons for it. He was representing everyone. And take a look what happens. And all they needed was a little excuse. And by the way, I just want to say, I don't care if it be a black cop on a white guy, white guy on a cop guy. I'm sick of the racist business. This is all ridiculous, okay?
Yeah, good point.
We're all human beings.
You're right, Judy.
And all our lives matter.
I got you. You're right.
Law and order. Law and order. And we have to do, you're right. We have to do what we have to do to stop this. This is crazy.
Judy, thank you. And you're right. Thanks for bringing that up. That's why I love you for calling. And I see the calls, 877-970-2999. This is not a race thing. George Floyd was white. If he was white, would this have happened? And why? And I know we got to break, guys. Why didn't that person, and I've heard people do comedy bits about this, put the phone down and go over to the police officer and say, hey, what are you doing? What in the name of God was the girl took the video. She's videoing. This guy's, I can't breathe. He's on my neck. He's killing me. Drop the phone and help the person. What's wrong with these people? And those other police officers, throw them in jail. Throw them in jail with Derek Chauvin. Throw them in jail. First degree murder. Sorry. I agree. And you know what? You're absolutely right. What is the incense? I don't see race in this. I see a human being with his the foot of one human being on the neck of another. That's worse than the way you would treat a dog, for God's sake. At first degree murder, indeed. But you're absolutely right. When this person puts on the police officer, you represent the 800,000 police officers around the United States who are doing great things. But it's no excuse to riot like you're rioting. That's why you have to understand this is a concerted effort. This is a takedown. And so was, can we say it? So was the Wuhan virus. That was a concerted effort to take down the country. Don't tell me it just happened. You know, do you see the strategy? Do you see the strategy of trying to, I'm glad we're on the radio because I try to enlighten. I'm telling you, the virus starts. President Xi lets the virus go on. This is the 1-2 punch. And the scientific community should be embarrassed. embarrassed. They blew it. Stay in your home. Lock it down. And the president warned them, that's the worst thing you can do, but I'll follow the site. The press has been so irresponsible, attacking President Trump and everything. So he goes, okay, I'll listen to the scientific community. Worst thing. Time to take it back, Mr. President. Time to be firm. Joe on the radio. John Iannarelli is going to join us, former police officer, retired FBI special agent, author and consultant. Dinesh D'Souza is on the show as well. And Dr. Darren Porcher. Darren's one of my favorite people, man, on the planet. What a cool cat. Retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace, and a former Army officer. Cannot wait to get into it in the 7 o'clock hour with Darren Porcher. So we got, and then Paul DiGiacomo. His tweets have been spectacular. Right on the money. He is the president of the Detectives Endowment Association. You know, and Congressman Jason Lewis, former Republican congressman from Minnesota. We'll get into it all this morning. You're more than welcome to join us at 877-970-2999. We're here for you. We ain't going anywhere when we got this. So help me God. They're trying to tear us apart. We will be stronger than ever. Joe on the radio. It is 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, 640 right now, and Al Gattulo has the news live and local on AM 970, theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 640. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio is calling an incident where two NYPD cruisers drove into a crowd of protesters troubling. It happened Saturday, apparently, in Brooklyn, where a crowd of protesters, angry over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, surrounded a police SUV behind a barricade and started throwing garbage at it. In the video, which has since gone viral, two cruisers started driving into the crowd before speeding up and sending protesters flying. There's no word on injuries. The mayor says the video shows a protest that was anything but peaceful. Officials say there is a surge of gun violence in Patterson, with police investigating 15 shooting incidents in May alone. That equals the total number police usually see in 4 months. The most recent shootings have taken place in an area police say is notorious for rival gangs. Police report all the shootings since the beginning of the year resulted in 6 fatalities and 36 people wounded. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're seeing a lot of police department activity here over on Canal Street in the area of Varick Street. So we're seeing a lot of congestion here on Canal Street trying to get around that issue. Also seeing volume on the eastbound side of the Gowanus up through the area of 92nd Street. More volume on the eastbound BQE up by the Brooklyn Bridge. Over on DeKalb Ave in Brooklyn, heading right out towards Stuyvesant Avenue. That's closed with ongoing fire department activity in that area as well. Over on the Cross Bronx West at 3rd Avenue. Some earlier problems there cleared. Bronx River Parkway southbound of Bronx River Road into Yonkers. Looks like you have some ongoing police department activity here as well. We're going to keep an eye on that section for you. Merritt Parkway southbound getting down through Fairfield. That's some ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today. High of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Ask yourself why some of the billionaires in the world are buying gold. When billionaires like Sam Zell begin buying gold, perhaps it's time we listen and follow suit with our own personal investments. Gold is a hedge against currency depreciation and inflation. It's also the safest store of wealth amidst any kind of economic downturn. Take David Einhorn as one example. Einhorn founded Greenlight Capital in 1996 and surged that fund from $900,000 to as high as $11 billion. Einhorn believes that the central bank's recent stimulus efforts will push up the value of gold. He keeps 10% of his firm's value stored in gold bullion. These are just a few of the world's wealthiest converting part of their wealth to gold. It's time you should, too. If you're interested in knowing more about gold, platinum, and palladium, call Noble Gold for a no-pressure consultation. We have the most experienced representatives and an exclusive pipeline to metal sources with an unblemished track record. Visit us at www.noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347 to learn more.
Let me ask you, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Well, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have now started Honor Bound Coffee, and they've committed 100% of their coffee profits to serve and bless military families. Not an occasional or token gift, but 100% of the profits. And believe me, this is premium coffee at a great price. All you coffee lovers and experts are going to love this coffee. But now you'll know that with every cup of medium, dark roast, or decaf Honor Bound Coffee, you'll be helping military families who serve with honor and protect the U.S. day after day, year after year. And to get started, Pete and Seth are offering, on your first order, buy two bags of Honor Bound Coffee for the price of one. Please stand with Pete and Seth and all of us here at Salem. Go to honorboundcoffee.com. Not just the best coffee available, the top 1%. And Honor Bound is coffee with a purpose. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military. Honor Bound Coffee.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, so I had a great time. It's 6:44 right now. Went to the New York City Veteran Services offices after the show. And Frankie Vi Burrows, thank you. I walked over there on the advice of Frankie. Thank you for that, Frankie, because I don't
wonderful.
Think I would have got
I knew
back.
It would be the best bet for you.
You know, because I was going to take a car. I drive everywhere. I'm like a knucklehead. I drive in New York. So I was going to drive. And so, and you would never got because of the way they brilliantly laid out Wall Street. It's impossible to get around. So I walked with Charlie, with Charles, our the kid that works for us. So, and we gave, at that point, 11,000 Boomer Natural masks, you know, face coverings, to the veterans of New York. And they are also available to the NYPD. And then we have, we're giving 40,000 masks from Boomer Naturals. So it's great. And then it cut to this to me. And these are three layers. They're 30-use protective face cover with nano silver, which can reduce particles getting in your nose and your mouth. Face coverings, but they're great. So I went to pick up Charlie last night. And because we're gonna head down to Virginia today, I'll tell you all about that as we go along. So I had all these Boomer Natural masks for Charlie, you know, my 9-year-old. I was so excited to give it to her because the designs are great. You got to go to BoomerNaturals.com and check these masks out because you know what? They're cost effective because you know you could wash them the end of the day and use them for 30 days, 30-day use. You just wash them; they dry very, very easily. They're comfortable, and you know what Charlie said when she put it on? She goes, "Oh, this feels so much better, Daddy." She, you know, and she's like, "There's a kid, yes, I'm putting the mask on her, and the designs are great." So please, you got to go to BoomerNaturals.com. It's a great company, the way they helped out the vets and the NYPD, and how they help out my children. Use the code Joe20 at checkout. You save 20%, all right? Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. And by the way, this is your source for in-stock face covers. BoomerNaturals.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, fired up, 6:47. John Iannarelli is a former police officer, retired FBI special agent, author, and consultant, and he's got an Italian last name, which I love. John, welcome back to the show, sir. How you doing through this craziness, John, huh?
Hey, Joe, good to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
No, brother, we appreciate it, man. I mean, unbelievable what's going on. And I know that you were in the FBI. You were a police officer. And where were you a police officer again, John?
I was a San Diego cop for a number of years before joining the FBI and traveled around the country, various offices throughout my career.
Well, God bless you and thank you for your service, sir. Unbelievable what you're seeing. Did you ever think you'd live to see what's going on today, John?
You know, I've seen it before. Certainly was around during the L.A. Riots after Rodney King. I had hoped we wouldn't see it again, but here we are, and we've got to find a way to move forward. I'll tell you, the thing about the riots that's confusing at this point is the fact that there is no one that disagrees that what happened to George Floyd should have never happened. Law enforcement in unison has come out and condemned the actions of the officer. And I'll tell you, Joe, nobody hates a bad cop more than a good cop. Yeah. They don't want him on the force, and they agree with the people protesting. And I fully support protesting. You want to voice your opinion? That's your God-given right in this country. But the rioting, there's no reason for it, and all we're doing is hurting ourselves by that happening.
Yeah, and we see outside sources coming in, outside forces coming in. As a retired FBI special agent, John Iannarelli, isn't there any intel that saw these people coming on the dark web and standing? You know they were standing by to do this. I was curious why, if at all, the federal law enforcement didn't see this. Were there any red flags on the internet, for example?
Well, they do see it, and they do provide those warnings to law enforcement agencies. The problem is, until somebody actually does something, there is not an arrestable offense. You can't prevent people from moving freely throughout the country. They have the right to do that, or coming into communities. But it's when they take action and commit the crimes. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you have these crimes being committed in such volume, it's difficult to stomp in any way because you have officer safety as well as the citizen safety to consider. You give up one location to respond to another, you've left that first location vulnerable.
Yeah. You know, now, and they always say, oh, there's the narrative from Black Lives Matter that there's systematic racism among police officers. You know, John Iannarelli, as a former cop and FBI agent, when I go down to one police plaza and I go to do some work or just to visit the police officers down there, it is the most ethnically balanced place on the planet in New York City, in the NYPD. I mean, I see every walk of life. Is that a justified complaint that there's systematic racism among police officers?
It's not a justified complaint. It's a perception that's inaccurate. And let me just throw a couple of simple numbers at you to give you some perspective. Everybody talks about police killings that are justifiable in the course of duty of a law enforcement officer, but nobody talks about the numbers. People are espousing, well, there's thousands and thousands of shootings. Last year, now this is based on averages, but a study done by the University of Toledo on police shootings, we had a total of police shootings that resulted in death of the subject of 372 persons. One-third of which were black males. The other two-thirds were approximately consisted of white males. That's 372 total. Last year, we had 373 people struck by lightning. Your chances of being struck by lightning are greater than being shot by and killed by a police officer.
Yeah, interesting, John. And before we let you go, why are there not protests from these groups, whether it's Black Lives Matter or other group or protests after 10 people over Memorial Day weekend, 10 young black men are shot and killed on the streets of Chicago? Why is no one upset about that, John?
Well, I'll tell you, there are people upset about it, but who's upset about it are the law enforcement officers that want to see communities protected. What people choose to protest and what their agendas are, only you, I, and God can speculate as to why they want to do it. The reality is, though, law enforcement officers, by and large, are good, solid people that got into professions to help the communities. The rioting needs to stop so that these communities can start to heal. Again, continue to protest. Continue to express your feelings because what happened to George Floyd was wrong. But so is destroying the communities people are trying to live in.
John, thanks for your service and thanks for being on the show. Hopefully we'll talk again. And Godspeed and stay safe, my friend.
You as well, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. John Iannarelli, former police officer, retired FBI special agent. We thank him for his service. Hey, and if you're listening in law enforcement, we love you. We appreciate you more than we possibly could express in words. 652 with Joe on the radio, and Debbie's out there on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
That's for sure. And good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. We have a lot of police department activity. Speaking of police, right in the area of Canal Street, as you get out toward Varick Street, right outside of the Holland Tunnel, tons of police department activity there. It's actually causing delays right now at the inbound Holland Tunnel because of that issue. Now, if you're taking a spin to Allerton Ave over in the Bronx, right in the area of Bronx Park, it looks like you do have some ongoing fire department activity there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy today and becoming breezy this afternoon, high 72. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 57 in Midtown, but 48 to 53 in the cooler suburbs of the Hudson Valley and northwest New Jersey. Now, tomorrow will turn out mostly cloudy. There may be an afternoon shower in spots, especially north and west of the city, to high 73. On Wednesday, intervals of clouds and sun becoming breezy, much warmer and much more humid. Watch out for a shower and thunderstorm or two, especially in the afternoon, the high 88. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. This is it, Relief Factor. I love this three-week quick start for $19.95. You got pain? You got to try Relief Factor. You know, you've seen Larry Elder with the Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. And they tell us that, you know, you're not able to sleep from pain. You got a little crick here, you know. I know. They're talking to me now. You got your knee, your shoulder, your neck, your back. Forget about it. You got to try the three-week quick start. It's just $19.95. And I understand if you're skeptical. Tens of thousands of others like me were skeptical too. But then I heard from Seb Gorka and Larry Elder and Hugh Hewitt and all the great folks. And then I sat and talked with Pete and Seth Talbot. These are great folks. And I had a one-on-one with Pete. He's the dad, you know? And he told me how he put this together and how it works and how it's 100% drug-free. And that really, really raised my interest then. Drug-free. And it's I'll tell you, everybody's talking about Relief Factor. You want to try this with us, with the morning team? The three-week quick start. Quick start for $19.95. I'm going to give you a phone number. It's 800-500-8384. You got that? You got pain? We got Relief Factor. 800-500-8384. Or go please to relieffactor.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
There it is, man. Keep it going now. Keep it going.
Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. But I say we won't quit moving until we get what we deserve. We've been buked and we've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about as sure as you moan. But just as sure as it takes two eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share.
Say it loud on Black and on Proud from James Brown. You know, there's my generation right there. And we had such immense respect. We saw the riots go down in 1967. I saw the hometown of my parents burn to the ground in Newark, New Jersey. I watched it in complete bewilderment. I was in 10th grade thinking, what's going on? What's happening? Who hates what? What's going on? The racial stuff. And that we went in, we fixed it up. The baby boomers, we accept it. We understand it. James Brown kept the peace during the riots. I told you that. Rest his soul. He was the one. And now it's happening all over again. And I know from walking the streets of Newark and walking the inner cities, the hardest thing to do is to rebuild these cities, and they're burning them down. You'll never bring the companies back to those cities. The president's got to step up. You got Antifa. Thank God he declared Antifa a terrorist organization. That's what it is. You got to maybe shut down. I'm just saying, we see it on the internet. Shut down the finances of George Soros or anybody who is supplying money to these terrorist organizations. That is just a suggestion. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. We are fired up. God bless you. God bless America. We ain't going down.
Opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The number of New Yorkers dying from coronavirus continues to decline. The latest daily number released by Governor Cuomo show 56 additional deaths. The number of daily deaths during the height of the pandemic numbered as high as 800. As the state of New Jersey continues to reopen, the latest number of deaths from coronavirus has also decreased. It's down to 66 newly reported in the latest daily number. There were also 868 new daily number of positive tests reported. So far, New Jersey has had more than 160,000 cases of coronavirus. NBA legend Michael Jordan speaking out about the death of George Floyd. Jordan denounced ingrained racism and violence towards people of color on his Twitter account, saying, "We have had enough." He called for a peaceful protest in support of the family of George Floyd, who died in police custody. Floyd can be seen in a viral video with a white Minneapolis officer's knee on his neck. Protesters in Long Branch, New Jersey, joined with those throughout the state and the country over the weekend, angry over the death of George Floyd. Floyd's likely cause of death was seen on videotape with a white Minneapolis police officer kneeling on his neck. Hundreds holding banners and chanting, "I can't breathe," march from Pier Village. One protester says she participated to protect the life of her 17-year-old black son. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.